If you're going to podcast, just podcast. Hey, this is Mike, and this is Podcast Help Desk. Don't even remember the number, but it'll be in the feed. Anyway, today, I'm getting a lot of questions. Something like, I'm using the Apple tags, and I'm using an Apple summary, and the Apple title, and the Apple episode number, but it's still using my regular title as the title at Apple Podcasts. And then I look, and if I open it up in the Apple Podcasts app on my phone, it's using the right tags as they specified. But if you use the web preview or the iTunes desktop software, which is still on the Mac, but going away and will continue on Windows for the foreseeable future, it's not. It's using the blog title, and it's using the blog content for the show notes. Okay, well, here's my solution. Write your blog title to be the title you want to use. Write your blog post to what you want to show in your show notes everywhere. Don't try to be different. You're not going to be able to force all the apps to do what you want them to do. You're just not. Unfortunately, RSS is a standard, and it is the standard we use for podcasting. So what goes into the RSS feed, if you only give them one choice, then everybody will use the same thing. If you have multiple choices, some will take one, some will take the other. There's nothing you can do to control this. So I guess what my message would be is please, 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 if you're really picky about what shows up in the apps, then write it in the blog post title, write it in the show notes the way you want it to show everywhere. You know, getting the fancier you get, the less control you're going to have over who does what. You know, it's just like episodic images. They did a whole episode about that a while back, and people still don't get that. You can't force Apple or Google or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spotify or any of the other apps out there on Android or iOS or, you know, some of the other services like Pandora, iHeart, whatever. You can't force them to use any particular thing that you put in your feed unless you only give them one choice. You know, someone asked me recently, the No Agenda show, that's Adam Curry and John C. Dvorak. Every episode, you see a different piece of artwork show up everywhere. That's not because they're doing anything special, and they're not trying to be fancy. What they do is they change the overall artwork for the feed every episode. So, you know, all the apps don't have a choice. They just pull a new one. And you know, you can do that, but, you know, how much is that really worth? I get it that you want it to be a certain way, and I get that people want things to be, you know, just the way they want them, but sometimes that just isn't how it works. Just not how it works. You can't force all the different services out there to do exactly what you want them to do. So the only way to do that is to, when you post your podcast, and I'm assuming you're using WordPress, but this works pretty much anywhere else, whatever you put in the title, the main title will be the title that everybody uses if that's the only choice you give them. Whatever you type in the quote-unquote show notes or in WordPress, the main content area is what is going to show up in all of the apps. If that's all you give them the choice of. If you give them a choice, some will take one choice, some will take another choice. And, you know, just to put your mind at ease, 90% of your podcast listeners are going to subscribe to your podcast in an app. They're going to see that you have a new one. They're going to look at your artwork, and it's probably going to be your main artwork unless you change it every episode like Dvorak and Curry do. And they're going to hit play, and they're going to stick the phone back in their pocket. They're not going to read what you have in there. They're barely probably going to read the title, okay? It's not something that everybody focuses on. Same thing with your website. You know, your website can be kind of simple. You write your website for Google, and it you know, if you write it right for Google, you'll, you know, it'll be good for your readers, listeners, whatever. But, you know, don't worry so much about every fiddly little detail on your website, because most people aren't going to see it. Seriously. You know, unless you have, you know, some compelling calls to action to come back to your website for whatever reason, you're not, most people aren't going to see it but once. You know, they'll find it in Google. They'll go, oh, that's pretty cool. They'll hit the subscribe button, and then they'll never see your website again. Or if they do, they're just going to come there to see if anything's new or whatever. But, you know, being ultra picky about the website and about, you know, what shows where is really just going to drive you nuts. I swear, you know, a lot of people lose a lot of sleep over things that don't matter. You know, focus on what matters. Focus on the content. You know, yeah, I like my website to look decent, and it does, I think, and it's good enough. You know, do I want a spectacular website? Depends on what I'm doing with my website. But if I'm podcasting on a podcast website, then I podcast on the podcast website. I don't try to make it be all to everything and be different in different places. Trust me, you know, make it easy for yourself. You know, if you want the title to be a certain way, you type the title a certain way in the post. If you want the show notes to be a certain way, you type them a certain way in the post. And don't give them all the choices. You know, and if you do give them choices, just beware that some apps will not use them and some apps will use them. It's just a matter of fact. You know, RSS is a standard. App developers and directory developers and owners, they choose what parts of your RSS feed to use and how to display said things. So the less you worry about it, the better off you'll be. Anyway, sorry for this little mini rant. Everybody have a great day, and stay dry. We're having a little bit of a monsoon up here in northern Michigan. Catch me later.